comes meet the sea in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Sheffa.
And I'm Katie Nordgren. And with us this week is... Why was that slightly British? With us this week is the lovely and very hilarious comedian Amber Harper Young.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
It is so ugly out today, guys. I went and picked up Amber from her work, and it was the yuckiest. Like, there are leaves creating a mush in the streets blocking up all of the drains, and so it's just wet, leafy
sludge. My neighbor does, like, PSAs for every single season, but so, like, because she really is into, like, being a good neighbor and stuff, whatever that's all about. Like, because she's like, it's really wet out, and so you need to brush all the leaves off of the sidewalk, and you need to clear them out of the storm drains because they prevent, you know, dangerous conditions and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, I know you're right, but I'm not going to do it. I'm so bad at my house. So bad at living in a house.
You're bad at house.
I really am. And we have a lot of big maple trees, so there's leaves everywhere.
At least you compost. I don't do my green bins because I live in a giant apartment and No one's ever going to find out unless they listen to this podcast, which they won't.
No, they would have found out about your snake much sooner.
Yes, it's true.
I want a green bin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw my neighbor across the street, like, running out her green bin, and I'm like, you're such an asshole. Like, I was just, like, beating myself up about not having one.
I just use a sealed Tupperware on the counter, and you put everything, and then you take that out to the big green bin in the back.
Yeah.
There's ways to do it.
Yeah, because we had ants for a really long time, and so the green bin had to be turfed.
I feel very justified if you're going to just leave the leaves. Just leave them. Then I'm still not going to do my organics.
I know. We're really bad at, like, snow shoveling. So this year we, like, because last year we didn't shovel the snow, and then it turned into, like, a hard pack, and then, like, an old lady slipped and fell down.
And then she died.
Oh, shit.
That's not true.
But this year we really
wanted... How'd your grandma die? She fell on ice.
Some real fuckheads didn't want to, you know, shovel.
Yeah. But, like, we've got a corner thing, and so it's, like, two sidewalks. And the city should just do it. Because they won't let us fucking park on our own lawn because they say it's the city property. And if we need to let our friends park on the lawn during the P&E, they won't let us. Except then they won't also shovel the walk and mow our lawn. Fuck.
There's no justice in this
world. No,
it's
don't
terrible. They know about the New Year's party that you throw every year?
It's pretty good.
She's manufacturing social capital for a new generation.
Sure. I'm keeping the city actually fun and interesting for people.
I'm a spin doctor.
I said this weekend I've just, like, besides work, I have been in my pajamas playing Civilization V for, like, 2 days straight. It's pretty good.
I'm guessing that's, like, a game.
It is.
How advanced, like, is your civilization?
It's like a world domination thing. Oh, we're in the industrial era.
Okay.
I quit because it gets boring once you get into ideology, and I don't want to have to choose. I don't want to be a fascist.
You don't
want to
be like, the Frankfurt School or something.
But, like, honestly, being a fascist is the easiest way to win that game because...
No kidding.
Yeah. People just do what you say.
Oh, man.
It's very bad.
That's a good way to get things done,
but
I guess.
I was Spain, and I was spreading, not Catholicism, but ultra-Catholicism. And the Protestants really didn't like it, so then I had to burn their cities to the ground. It was pretty good.
That sounds like a great, relaxing game.
Yeah, it was really good. It's because I was reading that Ken Follett book about Protestants versus Catholics stuff.
Fight.
It was a very bad
Shirts
time.
Shirts versus skins.
Yeah.
Shirts versus...
Very bad time in history.
Elaborate... mantles and credenses, and it's, I don't, like, know what words mean.
No, I was just beginning to think that I'm, like, not smart enough to be in the podcast.
I'm just a fucking uber obnoxious nerd. It's okay.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, what do I say right now? I just hide under the table. Yeah. Under the podcast.
Just, like, make a nest of blankets and, and fall asleep there.
But truly, it was just because I'm, like, depressed and tired, so I just, like, play video games until it... You know, when it's dark, and then it'll just be light for a bit, and then it'll just get super dark again.
Yeah.
Like, in the sky outside, not in my mind. But
that's good.
Does this weather impact you the way it does us, or are you, like, happy when it's
grody? No.
I
am glad I have comedy and a job.
Yeah.
Or I would probably not leave my house half as much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, those are the only two reasons I leave my house.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Basically, like, the time change happened, and then my boyfriend went to Israel, like, a day or two before the time change. And then, so, like, he left, and everything got dark.
And then everything got dark.
And then everything got dark, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And, sounds like
a country song.
Yeah, so. My boyfriend's in Israel. I don't really think that that's a very common country song.
He loves country, so he would love that you did that right now.
Mm.
You guys,
well, that's
get,
for you. I don't know what his name is.
You guys should get engaged.
But... I'm good. That would be big of me. What's his name?
Gilad.
Gilad. That's a such an Israeli name.
Yeah. It's like John, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like John in English. It's like everyone's name's Gilad there.
Really?
That's what he told me. And then he's like, you know my friend Gilad. And he's like, you know that man who got kidnapped? His name is Gilad. Like, I don't think anyone has named anything else there.
Is that like, it doesn't really, I don't necessarily recognize that as a Jewish name because it's like, that it sounds Israeli, but it doesn't necessarily sound Jewish because it, I mean, what do I know about Jewish people? I just assume it's like Goldman or something Steen. Mm-hmm. And those are the only names you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
You can also have Benjamin, I guess. That's the last name you can. I've been watching a lot of documentaries on Judaism recently.
Why?
I have literally no idea because I'm very depressed and I don't like to
Maybe
leave the house.
Maybe you're like me and you're like a closet Jew. That's, I think I am because like I have a lot of friends and like my boyfriend and then I just gravitate towards Jewish people. I don't know why.
I think that's partly it. Yeah, I as a young kid, I was really obsessed with Sherry Lewis from Lamb Chops.
Oh my God, I was too.
Yeah, and she did the Hanukkah special, and for some reason Alan Thicke turns up and sings like a Christmas song partway through, and they're like, Alan, no, this is a Jewish thing. He's
no,
like, oh,
I was
sorry.
Obsessed with Alan too. Oh I saw Alan Thicke play softball.
Like, just in general?
Stalking him with
a
binocular.
Like, or you just saw a
He's
picture
like
of it one
He's, like, playing with his
time.
Family, and I'm like, yes, Alan Thicke.
Pass the ball to Robin now.
Oh, yeah, I love that pitch, Alan. no.
You want to fuck Alan Thicke? No. Oh, he's a ghost now, unfortunately.
Did he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I do that, too, when I forget people have died, because they're all dying.
Him dying was very random, though. Like, a bunch of big names died, and I was like, Alan Thicke, he was, like, 60. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Alan Thicke, I just saw him on something. But anyway,
he was just playing baseball.
Oh, my God, Field of Dreams style. You're out in the outfield,
if you build
and Alan
it,
Thicke puts his arms around
you. If you build it, Thicke will come.
That sounds really gross when you say it like that.
Who would we put in the league of, like, dead people if we could build our own Field of Dreams?
Okay, would they have to be baseball players?
No, they can be anyone famous.
David Bowie. Ben Prince.
Yeah, because they would slide into home.
It's a sex field, if we're being honest.
Should they be on their own team, or should they be separated? They're both so powerful.
Or maybe they're each the team captains. Oh, wait, nice. Is that how baseball works? Is it still a baseball movie?
I don't know. It's so confusing.
Who would you put on?
That's died? Lou Reed.
Okay, is he on David Bowie's team? It's going to be a pretty similar team.
They're going to be... No, they'll get too distracted by each other.
Yeah.
They got to be separated. Or it's not going to be a fair competition.
No.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the competition, I guess? That's important to know before
they're
playing
baseball.
But it's like chill, beer league baseball, kind of, where it's, like, not too serious? Or are we actually trying to, like, win something here?
Hmm.
Because if it's more like...
If it's chill, then they can be on the same team.
Yeah.
If it's competition-focused, I think that Prince will win.
Yeah, he seems ambitious.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He is.
He's had that, like, small man overcompensation syndrome, perhaps, or he was just that good.
Yeah, and I think he could probably swing a bat real good, because he, like, does really good guitar solos, mm-hmm. and those are totally the same mechanics. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Same exact skill.
Muscle memory. Yeah. Any pitcher can play a sweet solo.
Yeah. Well, I think I was going to say Tom Petty because he seems more like a rough and tumble dude.
He definitely like has a baseball bat in the back of his ghost car right now that he's like driving down the ghost highway.
Can Princess Di be on it?
Yeah. Well, she's dead. So yeah, that's the one requirement.
I want her to be there too. I don't know why.
I just like to picture her drinking, like, a can of Pinot Grigio in the outfield with a straw.
Yeah. Like, and maybe have a joint in the other hand.
Oh, I hope so. I thought maybe a parasol, but a joint's way better. Mm-hmm. If she's got a Pinot Grigio and a joint, then she's definitely, that's the people's princess, but the people is me. She's the princess of my heart.
Yeah, she's definitely on your team.
Yeah, so I don't want it to be competitive because I want to see everyone how we just envision die.
Yeah.
You know,
just
like.
Chilling. Just fucking straight dead rock star cool person chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I witnessed comics in Toronto play, like in their baseball league. Mm-hmm. And my friend Garrett Jameson's team.
You were going to say you witnessed them die.
No, they didn't. They all survived the baseball game.
Okay.
But it was kind of raining and everyone was just had beers in their hands on the field and were just being like the laziest players.
It's a perfect sport.
Somehow like catching pot flies while holding a cigarette and a beer and it was really fun to watch.
That's you would perfectly describe my family, my parents that was there. Way to blow off steam for literally 35 years. They played in a beer league.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They were called the Labatt Blues, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 35 years, same team.
Wow.
Yeah. And boy, could they ever do a beer and cigarette combo. Like, yeah. You would not believe how good they were at that.
Yeah.
My mom could steal a base holding both in one hand.
She's a dynamo.
It's Brenda Nordgren for you.
What's your mom's name?
Brenda Nordgren.
What?
Brenda Nordgren.
Oh. You said it together, so I was like confused.
It's a lot of vowels.
It's a good name.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Your mom's name is Joanna. Mm-hmm. What's your mom's name?
Susan.
Oh, that's a mom name.
That's a very good mom name.
Oh,
it's more fun to say Brenda than almost any other name, so I like to say it with derision in my jokes, which she loves. And she just likes the attention that she's like, oh, you're talking about me. Oh, you're talking about me.
Where do you get it, Katie? I just don't understand.
I have no clue.
The secret's out.
The secret is out. Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Amber.
Yes.
Amber Harper Young.
Hello.
Can we talk to Amber?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm here.
How was your week?
How was your week? Yeah.
It was good. I can't really... I'm one of those people who kind of don't really remember. I remember yesterday, and that's about it. So, yesterday was alright.
Kind of living that goldfish lifestyle.
Yeah, I smoke a lot of weed.
Hey.
So, yeah. I worked yesterday, and I worked today. Today I worked at the drop-in center, Downtown Eastside Women's Center. And yesterday I worked at the shelter that's affiliated with Duke. So,
yeah,
so this kind of work is nice for me because I don't have to, like, sit there and obsess and be narcissistic about me.
There's an option to not do that?
I get to focus out and, put my brain on hold on all the, like, sort of stand-up or, you know, personal life stuff.
Just like do the work.
Just
be of service.
Really get in there. Really get knee-deep into those grapes like Lucille.
Yeah. Into those grapes.
Yeah, like, you
she's
know.
She's making the wine.
Like, I love Lucy.
Oh.
Stomping them grapes.
I thought you meant Lucille from Arrested Development.
she gets deep into those grapes, too.
She gets
too,
deep into those
but
grapes.
But she's more of a martini woman.
Yeah, but she does get, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right to think that. So I'm
any fancy woman loves to drink wine. And that's a fact, and I'm not interested in having it disproved to me at any point now or in the future.
Okay.
I'm glad we've established it. Chris, how was your week?
My week was also fine. It was, my job is more, I have some ceremonial tasks that I need to attend to now, which
do
is very interesting.
You have to carry the staff?
I had to carry a wreath for Remembrance Day, on behalf of some official people. I'm being cagey because I don't talk about my job
that much. Did you do stretches beforehand, or?
It was pretty big, yeah. I had to, like, carry this huge thing.
Just your legs, not your back.
Yeah, I got to lay it at the cenotaph and be there for the whole Remembrance Day ceremony thingy, which was very interesting. I've never seen it from...
Was that down in Victory Square?
Yeah.
Or?
I've never seen it from, like, the stage area. I've only seen it from being too short to see anything.
You've never seen it from behind a wreath?
Never.
Wow, this is how the other half lives.
Yeah, but so that was an interesting thing where it's like my job's been stressful lately, but then it's like, oh, then I just get to do this thing where I just stand there for 2 hours and then I put a wreath down.
And I look nice in a peacoat.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less.
So, but, you know, it's been rainy. It's been difficult.
It's been fucking November, dude.
Yeah, and our last November was so good. I remember you, like, had a much better November.
I started working out for the first time in my life last November, and I'm still doing it, but now it's just, like, my routine, so I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, now the benefits aren't quite as, like, new and good.
Yeah, now I'm just exhausted because I deadlifted shit today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sick, though. It was the first time I've deadlifted since
I want to say probably the start of summer because I fucked up my back and now I'm doing them again. And it's like, ugh!
Good for you.
So I feel very strong, but I also feel very tired.
I'm also just tired of the world because
it's a garbage heap.
I was buying wine today and like the person at the liquor store was just like, oh, you know, it's my Friday. So I'm really excited to just like be done because of gestures vaguely at everything. And I was like, I know what you mean. I also have been gesturing vaguely at everything. It's just like, ugh, this is so terrible. And so, yeah, we don't need to get deep into sexual harassment stuff, but I'm just really fucking angry and tired about it.
Yeah.
I had a night this week where I just, like, just scream cried at my computer. It was just like, fuck everything.
Was it the Ellen Page article?
Yeah, Ellen Page's thing just broke me. I don't know. It was...
My dad sent me that. He was like, she's so strong and powerful.
I think it was the thing where it's just, like, talking about being a young woman in Hollywood and then getting groomed by all these, like, powerful older men and then getting threatened to be outed and stuff like that. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, this is
so mad. This system's bad. Threw my computer across the room and then, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so. I've been smoking a lot of weed about it.
Yeah. I've been just, I mean, it sounds terrible, but, like, I'm probably a lot like you guys, so, like, oh, I know I'm going to emotionally react, so I just sort of ease that information, like, well, I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
So, like, I ease, I'll see it, like, I have the Louis C.K. thing open on my, in a tab right now. Yeah, I haven't read it.
You'll read it once you get
the balls. Once you got the spoons, the balls, the whatever fortitude you need for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's all been a lot lately.
I know. I haven't been very judicious lately in my application of Twitter. I've just been reading it constantly, and this is bad. So that's hence the 2 days of video games and not actually looking at the internet.
That's smart.
Because it's just like, it was just a barrage, and I was like not doing that, where I wasn't like, let's parse it out in, you know, to manageable chunks where I can actually like digest it properly. It was like, no, just taking it all in. And I was like,
no, your strategy is a sound one.
That's very smart.
Well, I knew about myself a long time ago that I can't read the news every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so sensitive that I get depresses
tender
me.
Tender baby heart.
I'm a little baby child in an adult body.
Welcome to the fucking club. We're in our attic treehouse right now.
Yeah, I'm too emotional. Like, I can take a little bit at a time, like I said. So the weird thing is, though, is that you train yourself to be like that. And then you're on social media. And then you directly first signed up for social media, not because it would be full of news. And not to say it's good news. Right. And not to say it's, like, good articles, even. But, you know, like...
That's just what it is now.
So you're on, like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, everything. And then you're subconsciously doing the exact thing you told yourself you protect yourself from.
Whoops.
Yikesy doozy. Yikesies.
What if I'm not on there? What if some stuff happens and I don't find out about it immediately and I'm not responsive and I'm not there? What then?
Yeah, I know.
Life goes on, apparently. I just expect
life
it to fall apart.
Life does go on. Like, someone was like, oh, someone recently who I love just said she posted something on Facebook and she's like, I just posted this on Facebook because she wanted comics to adhere by certain rules in a room and they did not, but they didn't also read it, you know? So, like, it's not, like, our responsibility to read everything.
Right.
But it's also, I don't know, a lot of people think that if they put something on Facebook that everyone's going to read it.
Yeah.
Especially if they're attending that event or whatever room it is or whatever. So, that's a bit weird, too.
It's just, because you think you've got a platform that actually goes to everyone, but the algorithm is fucking with you all the time. It's like, I'm going to show this to your aunt and some people you went to school with and none of the comics that you're trying to reach at the moment.
I realized I destroyed my... Because, like, I really thought that, you know, Facebook was a really useful tool because I could get shit done, right? I had, like, amazing networks of people and I could be like, hey, I need to pull together this event or, you know, this person needs a favor, so I really want to hook them up with someone else. Like, I enjoy being, like, that hub person in a community that, like, if I post it, you know, someone's looking for housing, it's going to pop up and whatever. During the provincial election, I was working on a campaign, and so I was just posting about the election, like, every day, and I think everyone unfollowed me. Because now, like, only the same three people ever like my posts, basically.
But at least you got those three.
Yeah, but, like, one lives in Ontario, and so can't you, like, actually do stuff?
One is across the table from you. I
like it just because you said it.
You like my stuff on Facebook and Instagram even when it's the same post. Yep. You're a true pal.
I'm a ride or die bitch.
I think that's excessive, but it's fine.
No, I think it's accurate. It. That's what, how it's she's
what
acting.
It's what you deserve. I don't know why I said that so threateningly. Katie, how was your week?
I was aggressive.
I was going to get to that, but I just thought we could talk about some, like, other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just being a little sassy pants.
How was your week, Katie?
I wasn't going to ask.
It was shit. It was shit.
Oh, no.
I want to figure out how to say that in 100 different accents. It was shit. I don't know. What the fuck was that?
That was Baba Yaga.
Yeah, it's Baba Yaga, all right.
Have you been watching Lady Dynamite?
Not yet.
Okay, because that was very Maria Bamford. I just started watching it.
I'm worried that every single time I make a weird noise on stage, someone just thinks I'm copying Maria Bamford. Yeah. But I'm like, I've been doing weird noises my whole life.
Mm-hmm. I'm not so much worried about it as I'm acknowledging that that's exactly why I'm doing it.
Sorry, we just don't have that many role models that do the things that she does.
Sorry. No one's as cool as her.
It's like nobody gets mad at all of the people, you know, just doing Joe Rogan's routine and Doug Stanhope.
Bill Burr. There's so many Bill Burrs.
It wouldn't be that hard to replicate a Louis C.K. because he left a lot of genetic material around for cloning purposes.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to shine up a turd, you know?
Set him on fire.
Yeah, set him on fire and bury him. Yeah, it was a crappy week. Mm-hmm. It's just rough, like, in personal life. One of Tessa's friends committed suicide, which was really, really tough. And so she's driving down to L.A. this week to go to the funeral. So it's been really, really sad in our apartment. And it's just difficult because it hasn't been a good year because of gestures vaguely and everything. Vaguely.
I want to say it like that now. Yeah, from now really on, for the rest of my life.
Gestures and everything. It's, yeah. I mean, I'm fine. I kind of have just been floating above things this year where it's just like, this sucks. Oh, this sucks, but it's fine. Like,
it's like a river of crap, but you're on like a little inflatable floaty thing. And
yeah, I'm on that weird unicorn thing.
That's like, good. Where'd you get those? I'll get one.
Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's just like, it's covered in turds and stuff, but it's still fun. Still a fun time on this river. Shit. We explained
but they're shiny turds.
They're super shiny turds.
Yeah, you've just been polishing them because there's nothing really else that you can do. You just gotta polish it.
No, exactly. So I just, I've been just taking each day as it comes, which is to say, wasting each day on things that make me feel slightly better, like playing Civilization for 2 days straight.
It's like we're in the phase right now where it's the bad kind of self-care, maybe, where it's just like, I'm just going to indulge myself in everything. I'm not going to necessarily get anything done. Mm-hmm. And the vibe in my house right now is that the two men that I live with are extremely like, we got to get shit done right now. And it can pivot. And sometimes I get onto a real like, I'm going to do all these house tasks. But, you know, both of them are, like, doing all these house tasks, and I'm just, like, sitting in the same spot for hours at a time, and it's, I think they're resentful.
Well, a little bit. It's good that you should do that, because I don't do it, and I should do it, so somebody's gotta do it.
I will be lazy
someone's gotta
for both of us.
Sit on a chair and look at men doing housework, because
I don't
what
if we just
ever.
Say it's, like, our protest?
Why don't we just pull
it's
a
our protest about all this bullshit that's out there.
Yeah,
so even
I'm on
even
strike.
Even if you weren't one of the guys who did wrong, then you still got to clean the house.
Yeah, you didn't hold them accountable, so fuck you and clean the house, please.
I realized a nice thing about my partner, that he told me a story about talking to one of his friends about some stuff, because his friend has a son, and he was saying some stuff about, oh, he's like, like, my kid's really into saying pussy, and they're a pussy, and he's a pussy, and she's a pussy, and whatever. It's just like, I guess I would say she's a pussy, but... And he was like, isn't that so funny? And Ed was just like, no, dude, like, you're raising a new human. You can do better.
How old is this kid?
7.
What?
Yeah, because school
I wasn't allowed
terrible.
To say the word stupid when I was 7. I wasn't allowed to say shut up.
Yeah.
You know what? That guy's a pussy.
Fuck that guy right in the pussy.
But anyway, I was just like, oh, that's nice. That's good for you for calling out your friends on stuff, I guess.
Yeah, you did remind me of my one high point this week.
Oh, good.
Where I shouted at a youth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I shouted at a youth in the computer lab at SFU. Oh, he had to be a fourth year because he was signing up for 400-level classes. That's it. He walked in with his friends making a shit ton of noise. It's a silent lab, first of all.
I was working. I had to work on a poster for a thing, and
you
I don't
were working
have
in the lab.
Late one. That's really funny because Alice said that as soon as I got back from the lab. She's like, "I just told someone you were working in the lab late one night."
Hey, 'tis the season, man.
Tis still, it's Halloween still. Yeah. I'm determined.
It's Halloween until Christmas.
We were calling the Downtown East Side Halloween.
It's still Halloween there,
like, yeah,
for sure.
It's Halloween nights. Mm-hmm. Just over and over and over in the rain.
Yeah. So I was sitting there using the Photoshop that they have on lab computers and not on my computer, and making a poster, and I'm focused, and these guys come in, and they're just, blah, 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 fucking dumb boys. I hate them. And then one of them calls the other one a fag. And I was like, excuse me?
Why, you wasn't one? I'm joking.
And they didn't react. I was like, no. What did you just say? Because it's 2017 and you're in the computer lab at a world-class university. You did not just say fag. He's like, oh, I apologize. It just kind of slipped out. I don't really mean, so I apologize. I'm like, no. You remove that from your vocabulary. Wow. He's like, okay, I apologize. He's like, yeah, you do. And then I just didn't say anything else, and I stayed there for another 45 minutes finishing my poster and then left without saying anything.
I mean, good for you for not leaving right away.
I really, really wanted to.
Yeah. I know, that's why I'm really proud of you.
But I had to finish the poster.
I'm glad you finished the poster.
It looks good, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. I sent it to you after. I'm like, look, I finished it while I shouted at a child.
Thank you for being a big queer mama bear.
He was 22. I was just gesturing at myself. I was like, hello! Like, you can't use queer slurs in here with, like, the lesbian. I'm not even a lesbian. I just really look like one.
You're like, even if I wanted to ignore this, I can't because I look like this.
Because, then you think it's okay. And it's not. Yeah. And so if you think I'm a bitch, fucking great. It's awesome. I want 21 and 22-year-old boys to hate the shit out of me. I want them to think I'm the worst and, like, the thing that they're most afraid of being married to one day. That's how I want them to feel. I know I'm doing it right.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay. Be so scary that only somebody who was in the Israeli Defense Forces will go out with you. Or like somebody who decided to go through with a gender transition, because that's also very brave and scary.
Yeah.
You just gotta be with people who are inured to terror.
Yeah. I would agree. Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly. Chris.
Oh, you heard that?
Oh, you made me think about self-care. I also, in addition to yelling at a kid,
considered self-care, everyone.
I felt very self-cared about it, honestly.
Yeah, because, I don't know, standing up for yourself and your values and your community is an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, I also wanted to puke after, which was pretty cool, but I got skincare products. I just went out and bought, like, $80 worth of skincare products because I felt like shit. And hey, feels good, man.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you. Looks immaculate right now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's immaculately conceived, so. Thank you for this very enthusiastic Sunday night laugh. Oh, yeah.
Like, do you have any facials made of 21-year-old men? No. Dead ones.
Dead ones all ground up. Give me your stem cells.
Oh, my God. It's like that Silverchair video where she gets, do you remember Silverchair?
I do.
Yeah.
And so there was that video where it was, like, the woman who was, like, very old, and then she was, like, drinking the blood of all the youth. And so, like, she was getting the Silverchair boys to, like, in a super hot room, and they were just, like, in their, like, grungy clothes, like, sweating.
Oh,
and then
my
she
God.
Was, like, drinking the sweat, and, like, dabbing the sweat, and her skin got younger.
I remember this video. It's fucking me up now.
Yeah, it's really good. I've been trying to figure out what I'm doing for my New Year's song, so I was gonna maybe do a Silverchair song, so I listened to a lot of their songs and watched a lot of music videos.
I completely forgot about Silverchair, but I thought about them recently because I thought about Natalie Imbruglia, and she was married to Daniel Johns for a little while.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh,
nothing's right. She's torn.
Gilad and I want to a big photo of her in, like, a really fancy frame for our apartment.
Is there a particular reason for that, or?
He loves her. I just think it would be funny.
It would be to walk in and find, like, a 1998 portrait of Natalie Imbruglia. Nice.
Like, in a gown on a couch kind of glamorous?
No, I think more like the torn video
with, like,
type
hair
vibe.
It's, like, teased, and this is, like, sort of, like, pouty lip gloss, like, I thought a man brought to life. Like that.
Is she here right now?
Yeah, it feels like she's
Can
right
I
here.
Speak to Natalie?
nothing's wrong, I'm torn.
Is she Australian, too?
Yeah, she is.
Nice. She should also be in the baseball league, but I know she's not dead yet.
Well, her spirit, not yet.
Her spirit's so strong, like, she could still be in the league.
She has a ghost, but she also has a corporeal form still, which is, like, really next level shit.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Way to go, Natalie.
Maybe she can do astral projection.
Oh my god,
that's how
yes.
she can say...
Nothing's right. I'm torn.
Yeah, I'm lying naked and on the floor, and she can see herself.
She's like watching her body. She's having out of body. Yeah.
I am lying naked on the floor. Illusion never change into something real. Oh wait, it's real. I'm fucking astral projecting.
That was her original lyrics.
Yeah, and then it's actually a cover song. Apparently, I've never heard the original.
I know that fucked me up a little bit. I thought that was very
Was Wonderwall an original song?
Yes.
Okay, because somebody made a vintage looking.
Don't you dare
cover. Of the song that it would look like it was set in the 70s, so that it kind of, like, plausibly was the original version
yeah,
of the
I
song.
Yeah, I mean, like, Oasis stole a lot of, like, riffs and stuff from the Beatles, but who didn't?
We're not
yeah.
the Beatles!
They're better than the Beatles, bigger than God.
They also stole all their haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did they steal their unibrows from?
Frida Kahlo.
Oh, yeah, Frida. She's got a wicked unibrow.
Totally. Chris loves Oasis yeah, so much.
I do.
I love Oasis, too.
How much do you love? How many piano books of Oasis do you have?
I don't love them
How
that
many
much.
Do you have?
But
Four?
There's only two, because there's only... Oh, no, three, because then I have the best of
One
well.
Of them's really big, right?
Yeah.
It counts as two.
I like that album that Supernova was on.
Yeah.
I love that song. Man.
That's an
underrated album of theirs.
That's like
because their next one was a huge one, but the one that
What's the Story? Morning Glory was the biggest one.
Yeah,
but that's the one that Champagne Supernova.
No,
yes, it is.
No,
I don't think.
No, yeah. You probably would know.
Sorry.
Did you almost get an Oasis tattoo at one point?
No, I didn't. I liked them. Like I stopped liking them in the obsessive way.
Mm.
Before I even really knew about tattoos.
Right. Did you, what about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I still want a Red Hot Chili Peppers tattoo.
They're
I'm not
good
even kidding.
Too.
Like I want that little asterisk butthole right here.
Their lyrics are really, he's really good lyrically.
Like. Yeah. No. I wanna fuck a robot.
Yeah.
Robot fucking.
Like I like their punk phase.
Which was their punk phase? Was that in 95?
It was, like,
or was
before
like...
they blew up.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so,
still,
like,
yeah.
pre-Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, when they had Hillel Slovak playing the drum... No, drums? No, he was guitar. I should know this. Because I've spent so much money on the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Have you done Retail Nightmares before?
I got Supernova confused with... Supersonic.
Oh, yes. There you go.
That's, I'm like, I know this!
I like that you went into your mind palace just then to be like, why am I wrong about this? This has
like,
to
this
be correct.
This can't be right.
Yes,
but...
no, that record, their first record, Definitely Maybe, is fucking amazing.
So good.
There's some really good songs on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I just jutted
That's
out
totally
of
totally fine. No, no,
what
no.
What did you say?
You immediately needed to address that because
like,
it came
Listen!
To you. Listen, I'm not some Oasis dummy. This is not my first Oasis rodeo.
Oh, man.
They were so good.
I've been missing Scotland a lot lately because, like, all my pictures are coming up from, like, 3 years ago you were here, like, partying with fun people, and it's, like, my one friend who we just sat in his apartment and just played every Oasis song.
Every single one?
That exists.
Can I get your friend's name?
Yeah.
We just, like, make friends on Facebook?
Yeah, it's Cameron Fair. He's amazing.
Okay, cool.
He runs all the music at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Like, can I stay in this house?
Yes. But he knows every song, and so we just, like, played every song.
That's incredible to know every
awesome.
Song.
It was fantastic. It was like, it's 4 a.m, we've still got 3 more to go, okay, let's keep going.
You wouldn't stop at that point, would you?
No.
You'd have to be a moron.
No. Everyone else was, like, asleep on couches, and we were still just, like, playing
Did you have, like,
Oasis.
No voice left at all?
No, so good.
That's awesome.
No. It's Oasis great. Isn't, like, challenging to sing, so you can sing a lot of them.
Yeah, they're okay. They're fine.
I think that's why I haven't done one of theirs for New Year's, because they're not actually that interesting. It would just be nostalgic.
Do one for New Year's.
I know.
We've discussed the
one?
New Year's party on the podcast
yep.
sufficiently so people are aware of the history.
Yeah.
Amber has a rich history of performing.
Yeah.
I was on the last one.
Yeah.
It
was awesome.
You were great.
Party.
So
you are our
tonight
big name.
We're trying to figure out who's playing on what, and we don't have enough guitar players, and
Uh-oh.
It's very frustrating.
I'll do one. I can't play guitar, but is that a requirement?
To be the guitar player? Kind of.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sprung.
I just
sprung.
Want to be standing there, like, looking cool.
Just give me a rock band guitar and let you stand on stage.
Yeah. We'll use, like, a keyboard patch that sounds like a guitar, but, like... sort of hide in the, like, back of the stage, yeah. and then you can be out front just like, wah, and nice. It will sound so oh, cool. Sick. You'll just learn how to do, like, really good air guitar.
Yeah, like, kind of like lip syncing, but with, like, a guitar.
With your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I think that would be kind of
fun. We just invented
is
this.
That, like, is that, like, deaf lip syncing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, in ASL?
Is yeah, that yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, doing guitar solos, is that, like... I don't know how things work. Thank you. Thank you for not yes-anding me.
I'm the worst. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm glad, though, that you didn't understand, because I was like, what?
You guys are mean.
No, I just...
Not mean, just dumb.
Just yeah, dumb. Just doyos.
Just doys.
A bunch of doys. Oh, man.
Do you want to take a little break?
Should we, yeah, take a little break. And we're back.
We should have thought of things to talk about.
I did.
Oh, good. Thank God someone's doing a fucking job here.
I know. It's like we should prepare for these, but we don't.
I like to wing it. It feels more organic. Mm-hmm. So when it turns out shitty, it's because it's organic.
Yeah, not because we didn't try it.
We didn't genetically modify this podcast for you.
If we tried and it was shitty, then that would be really sad.
Yeah, but this way we don't have to try. And if it's bad, then oh.
It's not shitty. It's fine. Have you lived in Vancouver for a long time, Amber?
No. So, I think it's coming on, like, 5 years.
But you started doing comedy 7 years ago, so this isn't where you started.
No, I started in Toronto.
I was gonna ask about, like, if you've moved here from elsewhere, do you have any ways that you cope with the Vancouver winter that you can think about, or are you still getting adjusted to, like, the whole...
I'm getting better. Okay, one piece of advice, actually, I will give everyone... is if you're a smoker, quit smoking. Because then you're not outside during the crap weather. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But also, it improves your circulation to not be a smoker. Mm-hmm. So then you're not freezing all the time. Which, I was like this person who's always freezing. And I'm not to say, like, I'm not freezing a lot of the time still. But it's way less bad. Like, I just feel like I actually feel warmer.
Crazy.
So the winters aren't as bad for me now.
Just don't smoke.
I never thought about that connection, actually.
It's weird, yeah.
It surprises me that people still smoke.
Piece. Yeah.
Especially young people.
It doesn't surprise me when that was like the fifth time I tried to quit. Mm. Right? So I know how hard it is.
I'm not surprised that people don't quit so much as that I'm surprised people start, like that young people are still starting. Like,
and I was a dummy. I started when I was 24 in college.
There's there's so 20, weird. 21 year old comics that smoke cigarettes a lot. And I'm like, what are you
they
doing?
Love it. They love doing that.
It looks very cool. I will give them that. It makes them look less 12.
This is what it... Okay, so this is the main reason I regret quitting.
I quit smoking. I regret it.
I don't look cool anymore. Yeah, I like how it looks.
It looks so tight. It looks
and
fucking dope.
And I used to
smoke
the Slims, so, like, I would, like, think about how it looked, too. So, like, anyway, it's better I'm healthy and warm.
I feel like if you're smoking Slims, you can only do it, like, at a Studio 54 party or at a playground going, like, ah, Jimothy, get away from Aiden!
That's exactly the circumstances I would smoke under.
Jimothy and Aiden, my terrible sons.
Now I don't know where my kids went, but they left when I quit smoking.
You weren't outside to watch them anymore?
They're like, we don't want to do this. You're not the person we thought you were.
You don't look cool anymore.
What kind of role model are you expecting?
Kids really care about
you can't
that
stick
stuff.
To anything. You just quit.
No, kids are just, like, thinking about their image younger and younger and younger, so...
That's true, though, hey? Like, I mean...
That actually turned real.
Yeah, I don't talk to children anymore, which bothers me, but I also don't want to make an effort to start doing it again.
Why? Because that's creepy?
No, because they're boring. That's not fair. I have a nephew that's 19, a niece is 17, and another niece that just turned 13. So they don't have children in my life anymore. I have teens in my life, but I guess Tessa's nieces and nephew are all very small babies, under 5, but mm-hmm. I see them maybe twice a year, right? So I don't spend much time talking to children.
So when I see them, I just don't even bother talking to them.
Pretty much. I don't want to create a relationship and then have it feel fractious when I don't ever talk to them again.
Yeah.
I'm sort of really bad at being an aunt. I joke about, like, oh, I won't be a mom, I'll just be an aunt. I'm like, no, I'm actually a very bad aunt as well, as it turns out. I don't really think about them or give them gifts or anything.
Yeah, I'm realizing that my friends' kids are getting to the age where it's like I need to start giving them birthday presents and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Shit, you're supposed to do that? I have two
I just
nieces.
Give them money. I just give them money. Like, some money. Here's $40. You're 13. I don't know if that buys anything anymore.
I think it's, like, really weird and scary to think about your nieces or nephews, right? Like,
navigating the world and stuff. Yeah.
My one niece is 14, and she just started high school. She's so smart. She was her valedictorian, did the speech or whatever, and then also played Juliet in the school play. Like, she just is insanely smart.
She's a super overachiever.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I forgot to understand who she was as a kid. Like, I forgot to, like, you know, be curious about that.
I feel like our parents' siblings did that a lot more than their current generation is being encouraged to do somehow.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like, I feel like a bad aunt, too.
I didn't make an effort, but I also feel like maybe when I was a kid, kids were more of an obligation on aunts and uncles and siblings and stuff like that. People, mm-hmm. we'd feel okay about that, and now it seems like the responsibility is entirely on the parents, like, and you're a bad parent if you expect other people to help you. Like, there's no handouts. That kind of culture, do you know what I mean? And people are moving away from their families, so they're like, my youngest niece on my side didn't have an overnight with somebody other than her parents for, like, 3 years.
Mm.
Whereas when I was born, my mom went on a 3-day ski trip when I was 6 weeks old. She needed a break. I mean, I wasn't breastfed, so
you don't mean like the sporting ski trip kind of ski trip. You mean the cocaine?
She's like a old schnauzer. No, she definitely went skiing and she got a terrible sunburn on her face that made her whole face blister. So I was like, oh God, already got his revenge on you.
Yeah, that's
horrible.
That's what she gets.
I actually think it's fine. I think that everything anybody does is wrong and bad, for the record. I don't think anything is good.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, just thinking about, like, how young do kids, like, start wanting to be famous or to be, like, Kylie Kardashian or something like that, or Kylie Jenner?
Well, my niece already wants to, and she's 14.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Instagramming these videos where she's, like, move over some main actress that's really big right now. I can't remember who she is, but she's a redhead. You know that redhead?
Emma Stone?
Yeah.
I was going to say Lindsay Lohan, but I think her ship has sailed.
She's like,
also going to try Shailene Woodley.
She's like, I'm coming for your job. And then she's like doing this like walk with like sunglasses and this on her Instagram. It's just like so funny. She's really funny.
So it was supposed to be funny?
I don't know.
Uh-oh, it was sincere. Oh, no.
But when she tries to be funny, she's also funny. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter at that point.
I mean, that's teens, right? Like, they embarrass themselves as much as they ever land things.
Yeah.
But, like, now they do it and it's on the internet forever.
It's there forever. It's there so fucking stupid. Ever.
Yeah.
Be so, like, my most embarrassing moment that I ever had was entirely of my own fault. Like, it was my fuck up. Basically, I got myself into an embarrassing situation where it was escalating, people lobbing accusations at me, and I had no excuse, and then I punched someone in the stomach.
What?
Okay, I was 12.
On the internet?
I've never heard this. I was 12.
Tell us
the
story.
Wait, was it recorded and put on the internet?
No, that's the thing. Because this happened, like, in 7th grade. I did a spoken word thing about it in... It's weird to tell this story because it is a precursor to me starting stand-up comedy. It's because in my women's studies or my gender studies 306 class with Helen Lung, she had us all do something spoken word. Like, to perform something for the audience.
Wow, they really are grooming feminists in women's studies. We need to get you to... We're forcing you to do a spoken word.
It was just kidding. It was, like, to do
that.
A project that's autobiographical.
I was in the vagina monologues. I can't talk.
I know
about
you
that.
Are.
I wrote my own.
Just shut your coochie snorcher for a sec.
You guys.
Snap it shut. Snatch it shut. Did she just kegel at me?
Yes.
You kegled at her?
Yes.
Oh, how'd you know she was kegling?
I just felt it.
Katie's very connected to my pelvic floor.
it's like a Vulcan mind meld, but it's a different thing.
That's
gross.
Crazy.
We don't actually have that. She just made a face that made me realize she was doing a kegel.
Oh, she makes a face. What's your kegel face, please?
my K face.
Yeah. I think it was like your K-packs. No, that's terrible. Like your...
Okay, so what happened was, it was Danielle Dearborn's birthday, October 30th, 1997.
Spooky.
Here we are, everybody. And I am a very uncool kid, basically. I am socially very awkward. People kind of tolerate me, but only until they can make fun of me really bad again. So that was what was happening here. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get in with someone more popular than me. I'm going to bring her a birthday present. And so I just grabbed something off my bookshelf, like a porcelain figurine, something so fucking ugly and stupid. And I wrapped it up and I took it to school. And we were ready to go into the building for the day. I'm like, Danielle, happy birthday. And she opens it up. She's like, oh, thank you. And then one of the other girls goes, Amanda, her name was. She's like, isn't that from your house? And I was like, no, I have a similar one, but this is a different one. It's from the same, like, Precious Moments or whatever, but this isn't the same one. And then Rosalie, who was one of my friends, I guess, was like, oh no, that's definitely the same. I'm definitely, why did you bring her something from your own house? Oh. Why would you bring someone's, like, so it was just escalating around me, and I was like, punch. So I punched Rosalie Hansen in the stomach.
She deserved it.
She didn't really deserve to be punched. She was a good friend of mine, but I was just like in such a spiral. So I told this story in class, oh, and goodness. I'm like, thank Christ that's not recorded for all eternity. Like, like nobody put it on World Star Hip Hop or Vine or yeah. Twitter or Facebook or anything like that, because none of those things existed. There wasn't even a live journal then. Yeah. Like, I had chat rooms.
What's this? A live journal?
Live journal. I certainly did not have one.
I just have one all of a sudden after this podcast.
The hot new social meds. A live journal, Russia's number one social media. So yeah, poor kids these days.
Yeah, I remember lashing out at my friend like that very badly, and I've blocked most of it out, and I don't really remember what the circumstances were, but I remember sitting on the beach with my friend and picking up a big rock and just hitting her in the head with it.
Whoa! Okay, that's way worse than punching Rosie in the stomach! You killed the lady!
She was fine.
She's fine.
She bruised her jaw a little bit, but I just remember, like, yeah, there was something that she said that made me so mad, and we were alone.
That you could have murdered her.
I know, so, like, yeah. It could have been my I Know What You Did Last Summer moment. We were, like, 9. Isn't that fucked up? Like, what is going through? Yeah. You guys are both looking at me really
differently. No. I'm like, well, I was older than 9 when I punched somebody. Yeah. So that's kind of like 9. If you're like, out of the double digits, it's, you know, plausible.
But, like, whatever weird cocktail of, like, kid hormones are going on, like, to just make you be like, I have so much rage, I don't know what to do with panic feelings.
Yeah, it's how you learn, though. It's how you learn to not hit somebody in the face with a rock again.
And or stomach with fists.
I've never done it since.
Your fist was a rock.
Yeah. You have to register these babies as weapons. There are two things that I did in my pre-adolescence that I am still really ashamed of, and that is definitely one of them. And another is that I pantsed someone when she was wearing a two-piece bathing suit, and she was totally naked, and it was in her front yard, so it wasn't like in a big public place, but it was still a very humiliating thing to do to someone, and I feel really terrible about it. I legit just thought it would be funny, and I didn't even think about the fact that nobody wears things under their bathing suits. I just thought it would be funny, and then I made someone so, like, feel awful, right? I was 12 again, so, like, yeah, two things that I'm really regretful about. Everything else is fine, though.
Yeah.
I haven't killed anybody. Yeah.
When I'm really angry, I black out, so maybe I have.
Yeah?
Maybe I have done murders.
You've gotten so mad that you've blacked out before? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I have. I get, like, the red rage that comes down on them, but that doesn't, like, block things from my mind. It just stops me from stopping myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I definitely will have memory gaps when it's, like, the emotion is so intense that it's just, like, short circuit. You don't need to know that. You don't need to know that about yourself. Just, like, close it off. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, when I'm, like, thinking about this, like, you know, long enough that it's, like, a healthy thought, like, that I'm having about it, I'm like, I should go to therapy, and then I just never go to therapy.
This is the podcast that will always say, hey, go to therapy if you want to. Yeah. It's good for you. Probably. Who knows?
Maybe.
Lots of things could be helpful, but you don't know until you try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is, like, maybe that was good. You guys talked about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, like being mad and doing dumb shit?
Yeah, stomach punches. Maybe it gets it out, kind of, you know?
Yeah, I wonder sometimes, because I'm really contained now, because I'm really afraid of doing those things again. Like, that really freaks me out that that's in me at all, because I really want people to think that I'm good. That's necessary for me.
You've got so much power.
I need people to think that I'm good, and I need to
Oh, what was I gonna, yeah, like, I think it's the fear of abandonment that makes people, like, just black out and do things really crazy, because the thought of, like, oh, no, people are about to leave me. You just start lash. You lash mm-hmm. out. Mm. That's what I felt like, was, like, oh, my God, no one's gonna be my friend if I'm so lame that I brought somebody a porcelain figurine from my desk or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's gonna be the thing that makes me have no friends. So I was like, I'll give you a reason to not like me or oh, something man. Like that.
Yeah.
So I still feel those impulses now. I just don't do them. Mm-hmm. But it's so tempting sometimes.
But don't we all have that, like, the imp of the perverse kind of thing where it's just, like, is that what it's called? I don't know. Where it's just, like, you have that weird urge to just, like, I'm just gonna totally burn this to the ground right now, or I'm gonna, like, jump off this thing, or I'm gonna...
Self-sabotaging. Yeah, like... Sort of, I think especially, like, comedians have that.
Yeah, we hate ourselves.
Like, so, yeah, it just, I think the first little while doing comedy, it's just, like, you training yourself to not sabotage every single set. Mm-hmm. Like, and to not be, like, as soon as, like, one of my good friends, this comic, told me, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago now, you know, when they don't like you right away, don't turn on them.
That seems like a very basic piece of advice.
Yeah, but... It was, I'm just an emotional person. It wasn't something I was able to see right. easily because of my emotions, probably.
What did you do? Like, did you
Like, I would
react?
Turn on the crowd when they didn't like me right away. I would just,
fuck
like,
you guys.
Sort of, no, like, oh. Maybe. I don't know. I blacked out. I'm joking. like, I just would, like, not be having fun.
Okay.
I would be yeah. mad they didn't like my first joke. Or they didn't like me immediately, right. which is, like, insane to think. Like, oh, somebody has to like me immediately. Like, that's crazy. <It is. laughs> You know, you gotta, like, ease people in. Especially most audiences or most groups of people, you have to introduce yourself to them. Make them, you know, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So, I learned that. And
it's important to learn.
I also, yeah, so I think what, like, you guys were talking about earlier, I've had, like, similar instances, like, growing up and stuff. Like, I'm really ashamed to admit that I fought another girl in my elementary school, and I was actually trying to write a joke about this for a while because I felt so much guilt. It was weighing on me for so long that I looked her up on Facebook, and this was elementary school.
Wow.
And I apologized to her in a message, and I said, listen, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to bully you. And, you know, because we made fun of her, and I think I was, like, one of the alpha girls there. And
you were, hey?
Yeah, and so I just was trying to do it the most or the best or something.
To be the biggest asshole?
Yeah, and then we ended up getting in a fight, but the fight was just, like, mainly, like, a bunch of, like, slapping and, like, clawing and pushing and hair pulling, but, like, it wasn't really a fight, but it was the most physical I've ever been with someone who's not, like, a family member or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I never meant to do that. I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to call you, like, these bad, like, these names, because she's super tall, and we centered her out because of that and stuff. And then she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Because, like, the people who picked on me, I have a vendetta. So, like, I'm still so mad.
She's just so well-rounded and cool as a person that she just went, whatever, that was just childhood.
Wow.
And I'm not going to blame anyone. Also, like, I got, like, such wiry arms. Like, I probably just didn't do any damage enough to, like... to hurt her at all. Like, maybe she was, like, even thought it was a joke, our fight. Maybe she was like, oh, God. She thought she did damage. Oh, my God. But,
you're just, like, one of those, like, used car sales, like...
Yeah, yeah. Yuppie, like.
Just noodly.
Noodly.
Well, that was how we both fought. Like, yeah. She's a little bit taller than me. Yeah, we're just both, like, smacking each other's hands.
Just a slappy pappy.
But it was traumatic for me because I'd never been like that to somebody. But also, I was the one doing it. So that was, like, scary for me to see come out of me.
Mm-hmm. It's the things that we are capable of doing to one another. Like, my darkest timeline is just always when I'm on public transit. Like, any other situation, for some reason, it's the combination of movement and crowdedness and the fact that you have to transfer. Like, the transfer is the thing that kills me every single time. I'm just like, fuck all of you. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody, like, runs in front of me and then walks really slow down the stairs, I want to, like, grab them by the ponytail and then just, like, bash them. Like, that is how my brain works. Early in the morning or late in the afternoon when I'm coming home, I'm just like, oh, I want to strangle you. I never would do any of those things, but that's like what the impulse. That's how angry I get when I'm commuting.
I think everyone can get to that space really easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like to have that, but not have a stop switch, basically, where I just like, I'm not going to do those things.
Mm-hmm. You like limit out, basically. Yeah. It's like, okay, great. Now I've hit the thing and
I'm so angry. I'm just going to like, I can't even turn up my music because someone's going to tell me to turn it down. Fucking SkyTrain. I had, for some reason, a number of weeks of just somebody being like, excuse me, your music is too loud on your headphones. Please turn it down.
What?
Yeah.
You're right? Like, if I want to deafen myself, I can.
It's just, it's not even that loud. I was listening to punk rock. What am I supposed to do? Put it on low?
Yeah.
That's not punk.
You can't listen to punk rock on like.
That's not punk. I don't know what punk is.
Oh, man.
I drove my mom's Civic here.
It's a nice color.
It's really nice.
It's a very nice color.
What color is it?
It's bright blue.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Electric blue.
Electric.
Ooh, electric blue blue. I'm remembering, so I got this this tape from my mom that she had found.
Did you watch it and now in 7 days you're gonna die?
No, it's like an audio tape. Like a.
Did you listen to it and in 7 days you're gonna die?
No. It's, and I showed you a little bit. It was a radio show that I did with my little friend when we were like 8 or 9. And it was like.
Is this the one you hit in the head with the rock?
No, a different person. There was, like, three of us girls that basically it was always two against one, but it was usually those two against me or, like, yeah, I was never usually the instigator-y person that I can remember, but then, so I was like, oh, well, I was always picked on, and like, no, we did this radio show where we're like, we hate so-and-so, and here's, we're gonna do an impression of her, and whoa, she's such a bitch, and she only really, she looks down on us for not having brand name stuff, and she's blah, 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 and it's like this whole radio show, and it basically, it sounds a lot like this podcast.
This radio
but
show.
But it's like me as like a chipmunk voice, because I'm so little, I'm like, welcome to our podcast. Well, we didn't say podcast, it's like, welcome that to our radio show. That wasn't a thing show, yet. Blah, blah, blah. And then we did like a whistling solo as like an intro break, and I'm like, we do that on this podcast. It's oh really my God. Weird.
That's adorable.
But so I really want to try to get the tape and like get it onto here, and so
you
can
put
play
it out
you,
as a bonus.
Play
or
you a clip, and maybe by saying it now, that will make me actually do it, so that we can do it. But it has the person's real name in it, so I don't know
you
if I want to.
I think you can edit it.
I say it so much.
So just
just like bleep it out constantly.
What
like,
if you just contact her and ask her if it's okay?
Yeah, I she's don't want dead. To. No, she's not. She's a yoga instructor in Yale Town.
Oh, she's fine. Turns out she was a bitch the whole time. Fuck you, Meredith. I don't know what her name is.
No, Meredith is our friend.
Wait. Oh, yeah, we do have a friend named Meredith. Sorry, Meredith.
But fuck you, Meredith.
But fuck you, other Meredith.
I want the another one. The other one, I want the opposite one. Anyway, never mind.
Okay. Anyway, but it's just like, yeah, we had this whole thing where we just like ranted about how awful she was, and it was kind of like a burn book, but like an audio. Like, why? Why do we do that?
But at
stuff?
Least you can put it up on YouTube or whatever
I
when
guess.
You did it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm, yeah.
She still can.
Still too late. Bonus content.
I know, right? Anything for listenership, I
guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, man. Have you looked up, like, a lot of people you went to school with to see what they're up to, especially people you didn't like before? Because sometimes they're really getting a wild terror doing that, no?
I feel bad because, like, I started smoking weed in high school, and, you know, I was basically, like, this weird artist jock, so I didn't...
A jartist, if you will?
I was illiterate, and and I could play sports well, and I liked to paint pictures. I liked to draw and paint, so I didn't do anything really that educational there, but... I smoked a lot of weed, and that's where I found my first boyfriend. Like, he wasn't going to the same school, but basically I was with him the whole, almost the whole, he was my first boyfriend, mm-hmm. so, of high school. And, yeah, like, I just started smoking weed when I was, like, 16 and a half, and have pretty well been on weed side since, so, not...
I'm right there with you.
I don't know, like, I forget even what... I was talking about... You're
looking at people makes you feel bad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, this is my stoner.
It's funny, I smoke so much weed, but I can still follow a thread.
So, people will come up to me and I apologize. I'm sure none of them are listening because they're so insulted, but they'll say, I went to your high school, you know me. I'm Eric or whatever. Like, you know, and then I'll be like, shit, I'm sorry.
Sorry, bud.
Yeah, and I feel bad, especially because if they're, like, noticing I'm a stand-up now and they're excited about it and stuff, I'm like, who are you? And then they're like, what a bitch.
That's always such a fun thing where they're like, oh, you're a stand-up now, it's so awesome. Like, when are you going to do shows? Because I'd like to come see you. Like, no, you fucking don't. You will never come. You're mm-hmm. never coming. Mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. not coming. Good night.
And so long.
So long. Yeah, nobody you went to high school with wants to come out and see, even if they say they do, unless that you can immediately do a stand-up routine for them right now.
You know what? To be, like, fair, though, like, there's only, like, a few people that I would want to come out from my high school. Yep. Like, literally three people I can think of off the top of my head, and that's it.
Yeah, nobody that I went to high school with would find me funny.
Four if I include my art teacher.
Is that where you got your weed from?
So, Mr. Manhattan, please come out and see my stand-up comedy when I'm in Ontario again.
So, did you actually grow up in Toronto or outside of it?
No, outside. In Brantford, Ontario. Brantford. Yeah, so, it's a home of Wayne Gretzky, and that's why I saw Alan Thicke play baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, that tracks.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. The Canadian celebrity classic.
So, yeah, they used to call it the Gretzky Classic.
Oh, it is a classic. Okay.
They do it once a year, and Shannon Doherty was there also.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
And it was real exciting to see some...
For her. She's battling cancer.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's a trooper.
She's a trooper, that Brenda.
Yeah.
From 90210.
Oh, Brenda's not the same person.
Uh-oh, shit. Shannon Doherty wasn't Brenda? I thought she was.
No, it's the same person, but it's a different
It's a character. Oh. Huh.
That's not a reality show, 90210.
Huh. She was also on that reality show about witches, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, my
Charmed. That documentary, that. Charmed.
Yeah. That we're trying to recreate
every day
in our lives.
Yes. McGowan, get at us.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's the coolest shit right now.
Do that.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Like, I was thinking about all that stuff, and, you know, she wasn't the one wielding all the power in Hollywood. Like, mm-hmm. there's people, you know, like Gwyneth and Angelina that. Should have been the ones that said something, mm-hmm. and she was the one, and it's just really cool. No,
I've been in love with her ever since Scream.
She's so, I've always liked her. Yeah.
I actually never seen Jawbreaker.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I like loved her ever since she died in a garage door in Scream. She's so cool. She's such a powerful lady.
It's just like...
But didn't really have power, she just found the power and did it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's something to be said about that over, you know, I've been a big Jolie fan because of all her humanitarian work.
Yeah.
Like, I read her
plus
book.
Plus, she's hot as fuck.
Yeah, plus she's pretty easy on the eyes. And but I was like, not to put them in competition, because that's not what this is, but, like, I was just very shocked that Rose would come out before mm-hmm. her about stuff.
But I wonder if, like, if someone's so famous, do they have more to lose by coming forward somehow?
Whereas, like, Rose McGowan's definitely been fighting for a career ever since her and Richard Rodriguez split up, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And she got into a really bad car accident and had to have facial reconstructive surgery. So that's what people are like, oh, she has bad plastic surgery. I'm like, no, she has very good plastic surgery. Her face just got really badly fucked up in an accident.
Mm.
And so she's just like, fuck it, burn it all down, mm-hmm. we're doing this, let's go Ronan Farrow. I'm just like, fuck yes.
Mm-hmm. One thing, though, that I did learn about Angelina, because I want to, you know, sort of defend that I just, like, kind of, threw her under the bus, is that she, I don't know, with all these children, if she's still doing it, but that first book I read of hers, she was donating a third of her earnings to whatever. So, you know, she's not actually making as much as people mm-hmm. think.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a pretty impressive person, honestly. I've always really enjoyed her. I don't just mean because she's very beautiful.
No, but like, yeah, her, like, ambassador stuff and, mm-hmm. like...
And the blood around her neck when she wore the blood in the vial.
When she wrote Johnny Lee Miller's name in blood on her white t-shirt. Everything she did in the 90s was so cool to me.
It was really cool. She was definitely...
She was, like, actually Goss.
I was obsessed with Hackers. Like, I still love that
movie.
Oh,
me too.
Movie.
And that soundtrack's amazing.
It's still a really good movie because it wasn't ever a really good movie.
Exactly.
That, like, that and Encino Man are two 70s, or not 70s movies, 90s movies that people are like, what? They weren't good? I'm like, yeah. And they're still equally not good.
I'm going to watch
So they've held up a lot better than, say, on Empire Records, which I thought was amazing when I saw it. And now I'm like, there are some very strange gender dynamics going on here that mm-hmm. I don't care mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not that great of a movie. I'm so sorry. But Gwar's in it, so it's cool.
I vote Hackers out of all those
definitely.
Movies.
Yeah,
Hackers is my fave.
Yes!
Well, that's the important question that we all came to answer today, ladies. Hackers is the best movie from 1995.
I would actually be on my rollerblades with that soundtrack playing in my ears.
Oh, that's cool.
On the way to re-rent Hackers.
On VHS. To put into your 13-inch TV and VCR combination in your
yes.
room that you had, and everybody thought you were the coolest kid.
You know what I think the funniest scene in that movie is? Remember when she goes in to hide the key behind the tampon? No, behind the condom box
yeah.
in the men's room?
Yeah.
So she's pretending she's getting a condom out of their thing. But she's hiding a key on, like, sticky tack on the back of the actual box. And she walks in there, and she's, like, so badass with that short pixie haircut. And she's, like, puts the key there, and then she sees that a guy's, like, behind her. So she looks over her shoulder. She sees that he's there. She slyly puts the key in. She puts the money in, grabs a condom, looks at him, does a spin, does a model catwalk spin, like, sexually, and, like, walks away, like, yeah, I'm getting some, like... And it's so funny. Like, it's so funny.
She's
like, just,
so good.
They're like, okay, what are you... Like, I can't... I want to see the director talking to her to, like, how to do this scene.
We're going off your blocking today,
it's
Ange.
So cheesy, and but it's so good, too. Like, it's so funny.
I put forth my favorite scene yeah. from Hackers, if that's
what
okay.
is it?
It's when... what you think is happening is that... Is it Holden? What is his name in that movie? I forget. Johnny Lee Miller's character... You think he's having a wet dream about Angelina Jolie, but it turns out she's dreaming about putting him in this latex dress.
Yeah.
And he has, like, makeup on and he's sweaty and she wakes up and she's super horned up. It's just like, maybe this movie informed my sexuality more than I thought it did.
I forgot about that.
Because I'm still very sexually attracted to both Johnny Lee Miller and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Johnny Lee Miller's hot. And isn't he doing, like, Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, he's Elementary. It's one of my favorite shows. It's really good.
I can never understand
he's
him.
Super
he's
horny
so
Sherlock
hot.
Holmes. It's so good.
He is a very horny Sherlock Holmes. He'll, like, give himself a tattoo and then fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. Fuck's like a beast. It's a great show. And Lucy Liu's on it, and she's
yeah,
always gorgeous.
She's awesome. Yeah.
You look like you were waiting to say something for a minute there.
Oh, gosh. No.
What's your
just
favorite Hacker scene?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I've
probably
seen
all
it,
the
like,
hacking.
I've seen it, like, one time.
She's so
probably
nerdy.
Where they go, I'm in.
And then the other guy goes, I'm in.
We gotta hack the mainframe because we're hackers.
Hack the planet!
Hack the planet! And we're gonna leave it at that.
We'll see you guys all next week.
Thanks for being here, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, do you plug some things?
Oh, yeah. Are you doing any shows in the upcoming?
Oh, one thing I did want to plug, but I'm not sure if it's the right date, is the Heavy Mental Show because it's a fundraiser. It's for warm jackets for the homeless.
Okay.
Melanie Rose is producing the show,
mm-hmm.
but I'm on it. Byron Bertram's on it. Bring a jacket to donate or, you know, pay, and that goes to the cause as well. It'll go to... it's called Full Metal Jacket. That's
mm-hmm.
what it's called. And,
Full Mental Jacket?
Mental Jacket, yeah, sorry. And it's at Kino. I think it's November 28th.
Okay,
okay.
So this will come out, like, just before
this
that.
This is coming
out
on the 21st, so that's perfect.
Yeah, so yeah,
you'll
support
it
because, you know, I see even, like, the women that come in, we get to help, but, like, there's still women that are too proud to come in. There's still, like, homeless
mm-hmm.
people who just have given up. They're still on the street. They won't
mm-hmm.
go anywhere for help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can just hand them a jacket on the street or,
yeah.
you know, anything.
Just the most sort of low barrier thing to be like, hey.
Everything
so,
to reduce harm, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Just so wet and so crap. We were saying at the beginning of the
yeah.
podcast.
It's
so crappy
circle.
Out right now. So.
And it's a lot worse for people who don't have a house to hide in.
Yeah.
And it's always fun. Like, the vibe at fundraisers is, like, always,
yeah.
like... positive and just like,
Melanie Rose is a hilarious comic. She,
yeah, she
does
works,
a lot of stuff about really dark things and she's very good.
She works for First United and she talks about mental health and I'm working on a lot of new material
mm-hmm.
right now in that regard. So yeah, it should be good.
Right on.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hack the planet, guys.
Hack